Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker, psychic and author. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Welcome back to our show today, Monday. I hope everyone had a great weekend. Today, we are talking about karmic location. We're going to get to that in just a moment, but first, I want to invite all of you who haven't called in that are just listening, 914-338-0164, if you'd like to receive a reading on today's show. That is the call-in number. And we get to our callers at about 15 to 20 minutes after the hour. So we're going to be getting into our topic in just a moment. I do want to encourage all of you to join us right here on Blog Talk Radio for updates on our show. You may follow our show by clicking on the follow button. You can also join us on Facebook and on Twitter. And you can reach Neil directly, 562-596-7818. But Neil, on our show, we have addressed the topic of karmic locations multiple times, but we often revisit topics because it's hard to get the content in a 15 to 20 minute discussion, obviously. So what came up in the last week was an incident in Berkeley, California, where some students that were visiting from Ireland were on a balcony, and the balcony collapsed. They were celebrating a birthday party, actually. I think there were about 13 students on the balcony. Six died. Five were from Ireland. One of the students was from a town about an hour north of Berkeley, California, and two of them were cousins. So they all ended up dying because these other people had injuries, and it was a big tragedy. And I thought to myself when I saw the article, wow, if these people had talked to Neil, Neil would have probably either corrected the energy that was negative or warned them not to go on this trip at all. Because the fact is, some locations have karma, and this is a result of perhaps past lives where there was a death. Probably, I'm thinking, when there's karma in a location, the death in a past life probably related to some kind of tragic demise, not just a regular death, you know, by natural causes. So some of us have great karma in certain locations, and some of us have horrible karma in certain locations that can result in lack of success to as much as death, an untimely death. So, Neil.
Yeah, I mean, we all have to die someplace, so we die in a location. The soul is a location where we die, but we're talking about some of the more dramatic locations on the planet where we just don't die, but we meet some form of tragedy. Dallas, Texas, for President Kennedy, which incidentally was November 22nd.
11/22 people.
Yeah, which was an 11. Then we look at John Lennon at the Dakota, which took place December 8th, another 11. I mean, you know, arbitrarily you could pick out people died and still have a random series of numbers. But it's still significant, and location is still significant, too. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a cough.
Are you okay? Here, take some water.
So,
So the karma in a location often results from, as I was saying earlier, a past life, a negative karma in that area in a past life. So would someone who has a negative karma in an area have to have perished in that area in a past life or had just terrible circumstances in that area, maybe didn't die but had a very hard
life? It could possibly.
Hard,
I mean,
life.
That's one.
Is that what challenges?
That's one sound interpretation. When we talk about karma, that is the universal law that applies to each and every one of us. And it's more or less considered a threefold law. And when we deal with, and three is a very mystical number, as we know.
Yeah. We do.
But when you're dealing specifically with an energy field, some locations can have a general bad, no matter who steps into it.
Okay, so, you know, we all go through life having difficulties and challenges. And as we said earlier, the karma, a negative karma in a location can range from just having bad luck in one place to having, you know, your ultimate death from, you know, in a premature death, for instance. Now, if you're not suffering from karma that's going to result in a fatality in a certain area because you're connected with that area, what can people do to identify whether the luck they're having is a result of the land that they're residing on?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, you have to kind of interpret the area that you're in and determine what kind of karma you have there. That can be measured or defined by what happens in your life there. But then again, somebody can have a very good life in a particular area and then meet a tragic death there.
Right.
People who have lived all their lives in their home, and then suddenly their home is broken into, and they meet a tragic death by an intruder. To somebody who just happens to go through town in their car, in a strange town on their way to a certain destination, and at the crossroads, they have a head-on collision and die.
Right. So it's not necessarily that people are going to be beset by horrible circumstances all throughout their life with a negative karma, but they can ultimately die. And what I thought was interesting about this event that happened is the person, at least one of the people, because there were two cousins, one that lived in California and one that lived in Ireland, and both had traveled back and forth. So the Irish person had been in California several times and never had a problem, apparently. I mean, they visited each other in both parts of the world, but then ultimately this is what ends up happening.
Sure. I mean, we have to, as long as we're in the earth, we have to define and measure earthly time and earthly location. I mean, there's a date, a time of death, and we mark those dates and times. There's a location of death, and we mark that location. Those are important measurements, and they're points of reference that we have to hold and record in order to have an ordered universe, so to speak, a record of events. And so there are certain areas that do explode with energy at a particular moment of time when otherwise they're safe. Let's look at the Twin Towers. I mean, that wasn't an incident that happened for one person, more or less 100 people. It happened for thousands of people at a specific time, at a specific day.
I might add that it's 9/11.
And it's not
9/11 in the Twin Towers and
11.
Yeah. But
I mean, we're not trying to suggest that 9/11s are, please, 11s have their mystical power.
Well,
we
really a mystical number? I mean, 3 and
11
are mystical
numbers. Well, all numbers are mystical. All numbers can be mystical. Listen, they're all mystical. All numbers can be sacred. We're just kind of, for reference, adding some important points to consider and discuss. But I don't want to collide with the idea that all numbers are sacred and they don't hold sacred power.
So,
I know, for instance, 11 can have very sacred energy.
So, Neil, what can people do to identify negative karma? Like you said, you can be living somewhere and have a great life and then
yeah,
be hit by a car.
Well, we have to consider karmic destiny as opposed to karma and creativity, or karma and choice and free will. If it's destiny, which is a sheer sound definition, sometimes it's our destiny. to meet our karma, to come down on the earth, and there's a destiny in terms of how we die and when we die, at what day, what time, what location. There's also a creative karma. I get a lot of people who call me about creative karma. Now, they'll say, is it safe for me to drive? Is it safe for me to go here or there? And then that's what psychics do or seers do since ancient times, deciphering when and where and a certain area is safe. It doesn't mean that anyone gives up their own self-control or their own decisions. But sometimes, you know, we look at the road conditions. We look at the weather report. We look at whether an area is under any kind of demolition or anything. I mean, let's face it, we just don't blindly go forward in time. A lot of us do, but for the most part, we take account of where we're going and how we're going to get there and how safe the road is and things like that. When you're dealing with a psychic and you're dealing with a specific location, then that can be deciphered in the code. A code and a birth date can tell you when and where, not specifically when and where you may die, but when and where you may have good and bad karma, because there is such a thing as good and bad karma. Now, it also a code and a birth date will also suggest to you what kind of dangers you have earthwise, whether you might just lead a natural life and have a natural kind of state of death, or whether you might meet some form of tragedy. The people who died on the balcony, you mentioned, they were all 21, 22 years old, all from Ireland.
Right, and I did look up the birth date because in California there's a birth index for people born from, I don't know, back pretty far up till 1995, and the young woman who died was compounded. She was a 37-10-1.
Yeah.
And she died far before her karmic turnover. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was 22 years old.
Yeah. And then we just had the most recent was this tragedy at the church where the members of the congregation doing the Bible study were killed. This is not an accident. It's a tragedy, but it's not an accident. These things are deliberate.
And
they're planned for the most part. They're
You mean in terms of when we come down?
Well, when we come down, there's a plan. There's an energy. Can you imagine coming to the planet and the event of your death is already designated, but you don't know it, but yet there's a way to unravel and see and maybe perhaps avoid what would otherwise be a tragic demise of your life?
Right.
You know, what people say, well, I didn't take that train. If I had taken it...
Right, and I know people often talk to you about their travel plans,
yeah,
when they fly, the flight numbers, the flight time. I mean, these are all important components as compared to someone's birth date code and their personal vibration as to whether you're going to recommend whether they get on a flight or not. But, you know, I wanted to just have you talk a little bit, Neil, about the incident where you advised someone to tell their friend not to go on a, I believe it was a fishing trip or a boating trip.
Yeah.
And anyway, I think we've talked about it on the show before, but it's a perfect example of
yeah,
this type of advice that you'd give. Go ahead.
I was in the middle of doing a reading, and a name came up, and the person validated the person's name, and I said, well, this person's going to drown in a river accident. And the person said, well, they do frequent the river, and they go boating on the river. But they're very strong, they're very tall, they're very sturdy, you know. And I mentioned a date, and they said, well, coincidentally, they are going to the river on that date. I know that for a fact. And I said, well, they're going to drown. They shouldn't go. They can't go. Well, there was no way to tell that this person not to go, although the person reading the reading in front of the person
said,
was
no,
just sort of stunned but didn't really take much credit and said, well, I'll tell them to be careful, whatever. But in that reading, I did not see a way out. No way out.
So it would be like either avoid the trip entirely,
yeah,
or walk into
your
death.
Don't go.
Or you're going to die.
And what happened with this person was they became entangled in a rope or tackle or something and were dragged to their death when the boat took off or something like that. I can't remember the exact
fishing line or something,
but they
like
died.
That.
Yeah, they drowned. And that was, you know, and the person came back and said, you said it. You said how it was going to happen, and it happened. I forewarned another person to drive very carefully on a rope So I said, you know, I see a tire hitting the window. Drive very slow, slower than you've ever driven before. There's karma over there, and it's coming to get you. But you can go, but drive slow. Well, the person did take the trip. They had to. And on the way there, on a mountain road, a tire fell out of a truck and started to bounce very strongly and rapidly towards their windshield. And because he was driving slowly, he was able to divert the tire. Had he been driving 5 miles faster, it would have gone crashed through his windshield.
Right. You know, I remember a time where we were on a road specifically, and you had a watch or a timepiece, and you said something is going to hit us, and you counted down, and at that point, or you said something was going to happen. And at that point, when the time expired, something like a piece of metal and a tire that had fallen off a car or whatever, you know, the old tire, there was metal that came toward our vehicle.
And it hit the side, didn't it?
It hit the front of the car.
Yeah.
It hit the front of the car and went underneath, but we swerved.
In time.
Right, but it was like, you know, it could have been a fatality on the road,
sure.
And you knew about
yeah.
that. So
yeah.
that was in a more tricky situation
tricky
in terms
situation.
Of a karmic location.
Because you know what's interesting is we are living creatures. We are built in with a certain radar. Now, some of us have it better than others, but and the responsibility is immense. But when I cannot really go anywhere without an instant radar. I'm getting radar all the time, and what's also kind of troublesome is that I can see radar on other people, and I can tell what kinds of accidents they've had, what kind of sicknesses they've had, where they should go, where they shouldn't go. I'm not really one to approach people and talk to them.
You don't go up to people. I mean, you're not a flamboyant psychic at all.
No. I mean, if I really feel something, I've gone up to people and told them. There was a woman who I had to go up and tell her because she was with children, and I had to tell her about a car incident. And to confirm that I was a psychic, I told her a few things that she had gone through already, and she said, yes, that's very specific. And she thanked me and went on her way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe she died or anything, but she was heading towards a tragedy with her children in a car.
Hmm.
So my ultimate goal, you're kind of, like I said, we're kind of all built with this radar that some of us can either define it from a code and see things or get an instant read, feel a vibration of something. I was many, many, many years ago in a hospital. And
you mean working?
I was working
in a hospital.
And,
not a patient.
No. And I said, there's going to be an attack. And on the hospital. And it was probably about 20 minutes later that the hospital had been cleared because there was a bomb reported in the hospital. So things like that occur, you know, we breathe vibrations. And whether areas have certain karma, I do believe that, and I do believe that we can read that karma as much as we can read it in people, as much as we can see it when we really start to divine the code and the birth date, which incidentally is going to be in our book about how to divine karma and a birth date and possible tragedy, or how to avoid tragedy.
Avoid tragedy. Okay, because, you know, so often, we're going to get to our calls in just 1 second, but so often, like you said, people are checking the weather. People are checking all other aspects of, you know, whether a trip or a move is safe or not. But you know, they don't always call psychics. I mean, if you're talking about the general population, they're not looking into energy. And this is, you know, we're in a world where we're going to have tragedy. That's a fact. But if some of us are able to avoid that impending tragedy,
it was. You know, real quickly, I had another person who was deathly afraid of flying an airplane to Washington, D.C. to visit the vice president. They were a famous filmmaker. And they were convinced they were going to die because they had a dream and a premonition and the flight was canceled. And I informed the person, this is the other end of the coin. I informed the person to go to Washington. Nothing was going to happen. Your dream was not a premonition and you'd be fine. And I even predicted that they would end up winning an Academy Award. Of course, they flew there in spite of all the warnings that they were given, except for mine. They came back, and they did win an Academy Award for the film that they ended up doing. Now, there's an example of not moving into fear. So there's two sides to the issue in terms of, you know, I did not feel any karmic destiny that he was going to die on a plane by going to Washington, even though he had this dream when he was a child that he would.
Right. So perhaps on Wednesday we can get a little bit more into the finer subtleties of a karma in a location. And, you know, even talk about the positive karma in a location, how we can move towards a karmic destiny because of something positive, and also eliminate those lesser but still bothersome karmic weight that we might encounter if we're living in a certain location.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Area code 951 is Nathaniel, and he does not have one press, but I'm assuming you want to speak with us. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
5157.
Did I press 1?
No, you didn't. You don't need to now, but I figured you wanted to speak with us, so I just took your call despite your hand not being raised. Nathaniel, how's it going? It's 5157-2810-1.
Okay.
Go ahead with your question, Nathaniel.
Pretty good. I, you know, my car had a transmission problem Friday, and I don't think it's going to be working anymore. I'm not sure. I don't. They say no.
Okay.
You see me getting a new car soon, or?
Well, transmission. You know, if your car is old, of course, and transmission problems, the car is going out. Yes, I do. Fortunately, I do see it. It's a used car, but it will be dependable enough to get you a good, you know, few years, and then you can assess your situation at that point. But I do see a used car coming. It's not going to be a difficult car to obtain. It's got about a 3-year lifespan. So, I mean, you'll get your money's worth out of it. And then at that point, God willing, you'll be able to have a new vehicle, you know, a better vehicle. But I do see something coming. It's a used car. I'm not sure of your current financial situation, if you are able to obtain a new car. But you know, for the sake of the brevity of time here, I do see you getting a new car. It's a used car, and it's going to last you about 3 years until you're roughly 61 years old, and then you might have to trade that one in. But yeah, I do see one coming.
So you don't think this car is fixable with transmission, or not worth fixing at least?
Well,
probably better.
Probably, you know, it could be thousands of dollars. I don't know if they've given you a quote yet. Nathaniel, have
7,500.
No, that's not even.
Yeah,
that was 1,000. Yeah, that's really high.
Yeah, ridiculous. And how many miles are on the car?
About 120.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, not worth it.
No, you know, I mean, you're better off investigating some of the more legitimate sites and seeing if you can, you know, I do see you get. In other words, Nathaniel, don't put money into this car. You're going to get a used car. It will last you for 3 years, and the what you pay will be worth it, because you're just going to have problems with this car. It's done.
Yeah. Do you see me being able to get cash for it on a loan and be able to maybe get more than it's
a
worth?
Loan. You'll get a loan. I think you'll be able to work out a loan for it. So that's what I'm seeing right now, Nathaniel.
You know what? Also, I had a similar problem. What was it? Actually, transmission I knew was bad, but then the demise of my car was from a catalytic converter problem, and so I drove it basically until it was, you know, not drivable. But I did sell the car to people that. I'm trying to think of the company, Nathaniel. What I'll do is email you on Facebook, because they gave me actually a pretty good price for this car. I was really surprised. And so you might be able to just unload the car that you have with that problem, because they might be able to fix it. They, you know, flip cars essentially for resale. So I'll email you, because they're in Southern California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you may not. I mean, you may not make a lot of money.
No, but at least there'd be some recoup.
You'll be some. And then
I got
more
than I thought I was going to get. It wasn't like a lot of money, but it was nice to be able to recover some of the value.
Yep.
Okay, Nathaniel. Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Okay. We've got 5 more callers and 32 minutes. So everybody's getting a reading. Please just keep your place in line so I can take you guys in the order that you called in. 303 area code is next. Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tessa. I've called in before.
Yes. How, of course, not Petra, but
how
Tessa.
Are you? Not Petra,
good,
but Tessa.
Yeah. What's your birthday again, Tess? I know you're a 1 master number, but
yes, I have 382.
Okay. And Neil, you said her outside of the show. Okay, go ahead.
I was actually calling to ask something else, but then the topic came up, and I was like, I actually have a question about this topic as well. So, I was just wondering if. I moved back to Denver like about a year and a half ago, and I've just had like the worst experiences with like people being really rude to me, and like I'm just not used to people not being nice to me for no reason. And
right, so you had a better experience with personal relations in your last location, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I had like I lived here before, but I moved back, and it's like my friends come and stay with me in my apartment, and I end up not getting along with them, and like I don't know what my mom and my dad want me to move out of my apartment because they don't think it's like healthy for me. So I was wondering if there is anything like related to the location that I'm at right now.
That's negative. Okay, and you were in there before. The East Coast before Florida?
I was in Miami before. Yeah.
Okay.
It was really happy and
yeah.
Had a million friends and everyone was so nice. And then I moved back home and I'm like, I don't know what happened to all the nice people.
What's that phrase? A prophet isn't loved in his own homeland. Or well, you know, Tessa, it's true that we. The location can be connected to friendship, bonding, or enemies. We do, our
mm-hmm.
locations that we replace ourselves does have a significant correlation to what kind of tribal energies we have there. Now, tribal energies go deeper back in time. It's just not our own immediate bloodline and our own immediate connections to the people who live in a certain location as much as some of the tribal past life attitudes that we hold within a certain location. So whenever we're talking about a group atmosphere, we have to kind of get also into the deeper layers of interpretation regarding our tribal connection to our fellow human beings, not only in this lifetime, but in previous lifetimes. So you have a certain area that you're moving into where you're going through the attitude of pro and con with tribal energy, community energy, society at large, but in a more specific location. So you're going through that one right now, Tessa, and mainly because you're compounded. So in a compounded energy, you are right now at the age of 33 experiencing, because you're 5 years past your karma of 28, so you're experiencing a revisiting of some attitude of fire within tribe.
When did she move? I'm just curious. What year?
I had 1.5 years ago.
1.5. I didn't hear that. Okay.
You know, you've been there. You know, your master number, your energy changes every year. So you're right now in that tribal zone. Now, the attitude, too, as we get into the deeper investigation as to why we have negative energies at certain points, we have to kind of unravel what went on in that past life. What did you do? I've seen something kind of peculiar and interesting at the same time, that in a past life, Tessa, it looked like you stole something from a tribe. that you had some kind of stealth. There was something stolen in a past life. Now, I understand I'm really reaching into a narration that we can't readily define, but in this lifetime, have you had anything stolen from you, or were you in your earlier years ever, did you ever steal anything of any value?
I've had a lot of people steal from me. I've had a lot of I've been provided for pretty generously by my family, and I've had a lot of instances where girls have stolen my clothes, like over and over again, you know, taking things from me. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Tessa, they're pretty common occurrences, and you know, obviously more likely people are going to have those kinds of experiences somewhere in life. But right now I'm dealing specifically with you, and my specifics are attached to something much more important than commonplace stealth or what might happen, you know, amongst friends or what would be friends. This has some quality to it. So there's an area, what I'll do is I'm just going to kind of briefly clear the energy around where you're living right now so that there might be some better attitude about the people there. I have had clients that I've recommended they don't, you know, get out of town. Don't suffer the slings and arrows of being ostracized. I don't think that's your case here. I think that this is a clearance of energy that I'm just going to briefly. I'm just doing it as we're speaking on the radio today. I'm kind of briefly removing energy fields that I'm visualizing around you. I don't think it's anything too intense, though.
Okay, Tessa. Thank you so much for your call.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Kristen.
Bye. Yeah, please excuse the phones ringing. We're conducting a pledge drive in the other room. So.
Yeah.
All righty. Area code 305. It's Deanna. Okay, and I'm going to let callers 916, 818, and 347, and 678 know we're going to be getting to your calls. So we've got to keep these readings at about 5 minutes now. All right. Hi, Deanna. Hello, are you there? We cannot hear you. Deanna. Okay.
Hear you. You can hear me.
No, we can hear you now, but we could not hear you before.
Yeah, but now I have to be on loudspeaker. Apparently you can't use me the other way. So sorry.
Okay.
Last year when I spoke to Neil, it was about my cousin whose birthday was yesterday, 6/21/48. His name is Tom, and he's in a nursing home. And it also was a day of the death of his mother, my aunt, and it was a day that woman hit me and caused all these 7 years. You know, yesterday was a really big day for me. Can you comment about either that date or about what my cousin is going to go through? Because you did tell me when he turned 67, he was going to have something was going to happen.
He is right now 60, how old is he right now? 48?
67.
He's 67. And I'm sorry, Deanna, what was your question specifically?
Well, first, it was a big day yesterday, 6/21/15.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I don't know why all three things are in synchronicity. His birthday, his mom's day of death, and the day that that woman hit me that caused, you know, everything that I've gone through for 7 years, that sounds to me like a very karmic thing.
Yeah, I was talking about karma being threefold. And oftentimes karma will come in the elements of three. You know, we talk about when famous people die, they always used to say, well, there's going to be three famous people will die. Three is a mystical number. And the attitude of a three in terms of Tom, and you know his mother dying on that date, his birth date, your situation, sometimes elements goes in numbers of three, especially when we get into triads, family situations, tribal situations, past life stuff going on like that. There's also, between you and Tom, Deanna, there's a significant mystical code insofar that you're born on the 8th day and he's born on the 21st day. 8, 2, and 1 become an 11, which is your month. So you're going to be mostly, you're going to have some kind of impact here in terms of seeing these coincidences happen because, of course, your master number is 6, and that is the energy of psychic vision. And you may not be readily available. It may not be really, the interpretation may not be readily available to you, but the energy that's occurring will still be there regardless of whether you can define it as something significant or not, or just coincidental. Here I'm saying it's something significant because I believe that you and Tom share a past life together. I think that there's a past life connection there. Indeed, your master numbers together equal 11, which again is your month. So there's a caring device in your energy, Deanna, that it has a sort of, well, loosely spoken, a kind of maternal aspect to it. Now, that maternal aspect was much deeper in time in a previous lifetime than it is today. But whenever we have that maternal instinct going on, mothers kind of know about, you know, their babies inside their wombs. They have, you know, they have a built-in instinct, a connection of some sort. So I think that energy even corresponds to what your feelings are about this and seeing the coincidences. So, but it has nothing more to do than that, than just the karmic intensity on a past life family zone. And that's just what happens, you know. We have certain dates that connect, and it's under this umbrella of having family past life connections.
I'm just going to say one more thing. Last Monday I had, you know what I was going through, so I moved into my aunt's apartment, which was my cousin's later, and both the street address and the apartment number and add up to a 3.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. That. Yes. Well, that's another situation. Why?
So you're not long. Briefly, then, Deanna, because we've got a lot of callers and very limited time. You moved out of. No, I'm going to ask you a question. You moved out of the apartment you were living in previously. So you did move out of that apartment.
I had to. Yes, I had to.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it sounds like maybe it'll be a new start for you. So we're wishing you the best.
Thank you. Keep seeing protection, and I want to keep on listening. I'll call you another day or privately if I can.
562-596-7818. All right. Lots of callers. 916 is our next. Hi there. Who's this?
Hello. Hi. Yeah, this is Nancy. Hi. My birthday is 8251. I've called before.
Yes. Hi. Welcome back.
Yeah, okay. My question is, previously when I talked to Neil, he mentioned, age 64 is a big change in my life because it's 8 times 8 on the 8th path.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I was just curious in changes, because I feel them too. I feel like there's a new start. Do you see anything in moving? I've lived in Sacramento for over 25 years, and perhaps that's the place I should stay, but do you see any moves in the future?
Well, yes, I do, and I'll tell you what's fascinating about this so far, Nancy. You've lived there for over 25 years. Now, your karmic number is 26. That's why you're an 8. So you're an 8, master number. Your karmic number is 26. You just said that you've lived in Sacramento for just over 25 years. Now, the change of moving is now creative. What it means is that you're no longer obligated to live in Sacramento. I don't have to do a reading with you today, Nancy, and say, you know, you need to stay there. You have to stay there. I don't need to go to that length. You're free. You're free to move wherever you desire. Well, not maybe wherever you desire. There's some places I can tell you not to move. But generally speaking, the creative energy of moving can change your life. Now, just so you can be comfortable, if you decide to stay in Sacramento, that won't be a bad thing either. I'm only saying that the move of moving out of Sacramento, now there's freedom without karma. You know, nothing's going to follow you. And this doesn't mean that everyone has to stay in their specific location. You know, the master number is 35. Oh, do I have to stay in my location for 35 years? Absolutely not. This is unique for Nancy's reading. Her reading, at this point in life, you've been there already over 25 years. It's a no-brainer to me. I'm looking at the energy. I'm looking at your birth date. This works for you, So don't, other listeners, don't worry about your master numbers and where you're living right now just because
you have blind information to Nancy's situation.
But you see, what's interesting about Nancy's situation, it's very interesting. And she's 64 at the same time, which is 8 times 8. Now, her master number is 8, but her month is 8.
Right.
And 64 becomes a 10, which is 8 and 2. That's her first two numbers. So when we get into this play of numbers and course coinciding it with how they reflect and blend into things, if I'm getting a vibration about it, then there's dialogue, there's narration.
Right, and her 8-2 is actually 8 squared.
Yeah.
Which is 64.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully that provides some clarity for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I know they're short today, but we're trying to get to everybody that called. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, the element, the science of psychic numbers, you know. I mean, science and psychic are strange bedfellows, but I like to apply.
They're bedfellows, huh?
Yeah.
Mm.
The science.
Oh, that's for another show.
Yeah, bedfellows, yeah. Well, we're living in a new day and age. So,
that's right.
So they can be bedfellows. They can be
bedbugs.
Bedbugs and dead women, I don't know anything. But the attitude of the science of psychic numbers is a logic to investigating how numbers have a sort of scientific, if you will, empirical energy behind them.
And it's amazing the intricacies of numbers. I mean, there's so much more as we get deeper and deeper into the process of writing this book. It's amazing, the depth of the numbers.
Oh,
I mean, it's
incredible. Incredible.
Really?
Not in my lifetime will I be able to express the secrecy of numbers. Not in my
not to the fullest extent.
No,
but hopefully to some
to a large degree, we in our book we hope that we're putting out will expand on the secrecy of numbers, and everyone will really get into the code of their birth date and on a level they've never seen before.
Okay. We hope so. 818. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Enchantress.
Enchantress. Oh, yes, we've spoken with you before. And your birth date again?
9/15/54. You have? I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Good. Well, I remember. 9/10/15/25. I wouldn't forget that name. 34/7. Is that what you're getting? What's your question today?
Well, I think it's time. If you can give me a reading,
right?
And
but you have.
But before you do the reading, I have one question. If you can also explain sometime about addictions, why people get addicted by people's vibrations.
Okay, so that would be a future show. But okay, go ahead.
Yes, a future show. That would be a good show. Yeah.
Okay, we'll
consider
that.
That is a very good topic, Enchantress. And getting addicted to other people's addictions has to do a lot with the etheric realm, the etheric field, the more the subtle energies of your astral field, and then how your chakras incorporate another person's energy, especially if you're sensitive or an intuitive, more or less having some kind of karmic connection with the person. So that's a very good topic for a show. We'll definitely address that. You're going to encounter a strange new there's a woman that you're going to encounter that's older than you, and she comes from an ancient time in a past life, but she's resurfacing. She's been living on the earth, but she's resurfacing in your life. Now, it's going to be somebody older. You know, you're obviously 60, so this could be somebody a decade older than you, somewhere in there or beyond a decade. It's an older person. Do you have anybody older in your environment as we speak? Anybody close to you that's older?
Oh, my mom, but I don't know if that would count. But I have women that have been empowering me recently that are a little older, by 5 years more than that. Yes, they've been empowering me. They've been surrounding me and trying to help me with what I'm going through.
Okay, yes. Very interesting, Enchantress. Because this comes from an old tribe of women energies. So they're women energies. They have been regrouped on the earth again. They're here to be your altruistic tribe of energies. They come very much like the element of, like, you know what we call altruistic animals? We usually call porpoises or dolphins altruistic animals. Those are animals that as a group, they support any member. If there's a weak porpoise in a pod, they all support that porpoise from drowning. They're a group of women that are here to support you. They uphold you. They come from an ancient energy of earth and magic. And she's almost got white hair, and she would wear a headband. That kind of person, in that energy field. But what I'm getting for you for the immediacy of this reading is that these women are here to help you. And in about 4 months, there's going to be a revelation that you're going to experience that will make you feel like you're blooming again, something great and fantastic. I see tears of joy coming to your eyes, and you're just having this epiphany and realization about something about your life journey. That's coming up in about 4 months. And let these women do their magic and their ritualistic healing on you. You're going to benefit from it.
Okay.
Well, I do have one question. That one person keeps saying, look within all the time.
Well, you look within because when you look within, you use your sixth chakra, your third eye. And look within is not something that somebody just tells you to do. It's a constant energy. So, I appreciate that someone's saying that, but it's not like something, I will. It's something that should always be done. Looking within is part of, I think, life itself. You're breathing within, you're looking within.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. She says I don't. Okay, thank you, though.
I really do appreciate your suggestion for the show, so definitely listen for it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, 347. We do like show suggestions, by the way. Everyone who's listening, you are welcome to email me and suggest shows via Facebook email, which I'll be answering, or Blog Talk Radio, which I'll be answering. Neil does not email or use the internet. 347 area code.
Hi, my name is Jackie. My birthday's January 15, 1988, and I had a career question. Do you see anything coming up?
A career. And 1-15-88?
Correct.
Okay, 17 and 16, that's a 32-5. And you're looking for a career. Where are you calling from, Jackie?
I'm calling from Florida.
I'm sure you're right. I'm sure I'm wrong. 5-6-7. 17 plus 16, right?
33-6.
Yeah, 33-6.
And she had a question about career?
Career.
Yeah, question about career, Jackie. You know, Jackie, as I move towards the question of your career, I get an image of a plane. You're taking a flight. You're taking a trip somewhere. When was the last time you took a trip on a plane?
Not 2 or 3 weeks ago. I just moved back home.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I saw the plane. So, Jackie, from there, you move back home from that plane because you're seeking a, this is a destiny note. You're on a line of destiny. And you're going to be, so that's why I saw the plane, because the plane was a symbol that was taking you to your destiny. Now, this is a good destiny. I do see a male energy, M-A-L-E. This male energy is going to be instrumental in getting you a job. Now, I also see there's some animals around you. Are there currently any animals around you?
I'm trying to get a kitten. So we'll see from like our family, friend, she has a lot of cats. So
yeah,
I'm looking into that.
Okay. Yeah, you're looking into that. So I see this. I'm starting to do a reading on you where I'm starting to see the animal come in. You're trying to get a kitten. I saw the plane. Mm-hmm. I see. I don't know if I'll have time today to specify your career, but I can tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be getting a job. That's why you're there.
Okay.
A very good job. There is a man behind it. Are you currently connected to any man that might be instrumental in getting you a job?
Yes, yes, yes. My older teacher, I somehow reconnected with him, so I'm talking to him, kind of waiting for his answer to see if I'll get a job.
Yeah. Well, I'll put out a prayer and a blessing that this man comes through. I'm be reassured that you're there, you're going to get a job. So if it doesn't come
okay.
through with this man, don't worry about it, because you're going to have a safety net behind him. So don't worry about that. But right now, let's work on the premise that it might be through him, this older teacher, that will be helping you obtain your job. Specifically, or maybe indirectly, maybe just he'll trigger something and it will go from there. But good news coming up.
All right, Jackie.
Thank you so much.
You're home. That was a lot of hits in that brief reading, Neil.
Yeah.
Good connection. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. Area code 661 is next, but 661, you do not have your hand raised. If you'd like to speak with us, let me know now by raising your hand by pressing 1. And if you don't, I'll just assume you're listening and go on to the next caller. Which, all right, I'm going to do.
We have
6, 7, 8, and we've got time for one more caller, which whom we have on the air. Sue, hi.
Hey, it's Sue from Atlanta. It's 522-62.
Right, we've got
I just
it.
Have,
what's going on?
I just have a quick question. I have multiple job offers, one of which is out of state, which is probably the most lucrative, and the others are here in Atlanta. Do you see
uh-huh.
me moving?
Well, you're in Atlanta,
all
Georgia.
All will require travel.
Mm-hmm.
My residency.
You're,
I live in Atlanta, Alpharetta, Georgia.
Yeah, outside of Georgia. Okay. And let's see. You are 53 years old.
Yeah.
You're 53 years old. Okay. So your master number is 9, so that means you have a change coming up in May at 54. It's going to be a big change. I see. I think you should move. I think the job where you would move, where it's more lucrative, a better paying job, that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, I know you're kind of feeding the, you know, there's more money, it's more lucrative, so, and yeah, go take that one. But I'm measuring it, too, in terms of my psychic take on it, and
what?
I think that's where you should go.
Where is it? Just out
it's
of curiosity.
It's in North Carolina, Charlotte.
Oh, that's a great area, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's only a four-hour drive, anyway.
That's not that far.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
The complexity is I have two kids in high school.
Oh, that's tough.
Well, that is rough. You'd have to relocate. They'd have to relocate with you?
Well, I'm trying to stall it that I would just commute back and forth. And that's on the table right now.
Oh, boy. So you'd have a four-hour drive either way?
Well, I would be cliently all over the country. It's a consulting
role. Oh, no. You're going to be fine. It's going to work out okay. I think your children will be okay.
Relocation isn't necessary, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's what my gut is, I guess.
Yeah. That's the one I would say to take, Sue. That's what I would aim for first. There's going to be somebody down the line named Mike or Michael, a common name, I know, but that name will come in handy. Just keep it under your hat. Do any Mike or Michaels around you currently?
No, just Archangel Michael.
Yeah, well, this is more of a flesh and blood character. So I didn't think they would be around you yet. This is more it coming up. So remember that energy just keep a note when they pop up. It's a good sign. They're a landmark of some kind, so that will be important. And, I would suggest you take that job.
Okay.
Okay, awesome, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
5-6-5-9-6-7-8-1-8 is the direct number. Neil, we've got like 2 minutes left, and 661 did raise their hand. Should we take it quickly? And
well, we'll see.
About
4 minutes.
I mean, this is all we can do. So we'll go a couple minutes over. 661, hi.
Hello.
Are you there? Hi, who's
yes,
this?
Hi there. Can you hear me? This is Sylvie. I've
yeah.
called before. My birthday
hi.
Is November.
Yeah. Hi.
My
from
birthday
Canada,
is November
right? 6th.
Yes, that's right. November 6th, 1979.
79, and you're the health
yes.
yoga person.
That's
yes.
right.
So you know exactly who you are. Okay. And she's a 34/7, I believe. If I remember correctly, I'm not adding it up, am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Okay. Hi. What's going on?
Hi. Well, I have a question in regards to a recent, I guess, love interest encounter. We had met 11 years ago. Oh, yes?
Oh, love interest. Sorry, it's just we had our Blog Talk Radio automated voice speak over you, but it's about a love relationship. I think I got that.
That's
and
right.
11 years you met?
Yes, we did. And at the time, I guess neither of us knew that there was a reciprocal attraction, but we met very randomly just a few weeks ago, and it was instant. And now I'm constantly seeing 11-11, 1-11, just repetitive ones. So I would just to know a little bit more.
Well, don't worry about you whether you're seeing 11. I mean, it's just you're seeing 11. You're probably seeing 13, 14, 15, 16, 1, 2. It doesn't matter. You know, people who say I'm seeing 11, whatever, I wouldn't, that's not the point. The point is that the main issue here is that you're connecting with this person because there's a renewal of energy. It's a beautiful design. It's how we reattach to people in our lives that mean something. It's because you had to go through a certain amount of energy, Sylvia, before you could reconnect with them. Sylvie, before you could connect with them. And I, what's weird is that I see you at a coffee shop with them, like a coffee house.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, we've met in a coffee shop.
Yeah. That's what I see, and so from there I'm going to move outwardly and say that if we're lucky, if everything goes right, we're going to have a flowering kind of energy going on. Now, everything has a duality to it, and I don't mean to say that things can blow up and go sour, but let's start on the note that the intention of this relationship is under a good intention.
Sylvie,
something good.
Do you have his birthday just really fast?
Yes, October 4th, 1979.
479. Okay. What is he?
31-4. So, because you see, you're a 7 and he's a 4, and that's an 11. So you're seeing these 11, and you're born on the 11. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's noteworthy. That's noteworthy.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that's a little more noteworthy that the 11 energy is what's occurring between the two of you because you're 7 and 4, respectively speaking, which is an 11, which is your month. There's nothing ominous or bad about this one. This is a good. I was talking about the bright side of 11. This would apply to the bright side of 11. Listen, 11s can have a
she made out of her.
Energy.
I don't know if she heard the beginning of the
oh,
show.
We're talking about the duality of the number 11. And
okay.
I'm one psychic that discusses the duality of 11.
Right.
I'm a firm believer in the duality of that number, but I'm also a firm believer that the number has an enriching, engrossing, beneficial value to it, and that would be in your case here.
Okay, thank you so much. You're very welcome. All right, we are back on the air, everybody, at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.